SQL Server 2016 has been 27 years in the making. It's a work of 1,000 engineers over that period. It's truly exciting to be part of that journey. Now, over the last 15 years, SQL Server revolutionized an entire field of science. Before I tell you that story, let me ask you this question. What's the world's largest telescope? Imagine a telescope with which you could explore a billion objects in the sky over a website that runs on SQL Server. Perhaps the world's largest telescope is a virtual observatory called SkyServer that runs on SQL Server. And astronomers explore the universe and fly through its vast reaches using SQL statements. It's a Sloan Digital Sky Survey. It's a massive survey of the sky that mapped the universe and saved its data in tables in SQL Server. And for the very first time, we had the richest catalog of objects in the universe and their spectral properties, all searchable, queryable, analyzable in one place. We had catalogs of the amazing richness that we live among, stars and globular clusters, galaxies of all sizes and shapes, gas clouds that span light years, remnants of exploded stars called supernovae, and unfathomable objects such as black holes, and quasars that are almost as old as the Big Bang in which the universe originated. All of this in one database for us all to marvel in. Before that database was created, there were 200,000 galaxies known and characterized. After, there were 220 million. And there were 260 million stars whose properties were characterized in the same database, and an enormous variety of other objects as well. A thousandfold increase in the knowledge of humanity about our universe. It is the world's most used astronomy facility today. SkyServer, that website, is open to all. 280 million external SQL queries have been run against them to date. 5,000 astronomy papers with over 200,000 citations. It has 4 million distinct users. By the way, there are only 15,000 astronomers. So the world is using it. And it led to the phenomenon of the emergence of the internet scientist, the hobbyist who could now explore those vast reaches and perhaps even discover things, as it has happened, things that astronomers never knew about. And SQL Server is at the heart of it all. The leader of this amazing effort was Professor Alex Zalle, the Bloomberg Distinguished Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Johns Hopkins University. So now let me invite him to share the stage with me and tell us about the power of this data infrastructure and the database. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you very much. So it was almost 20 years ago when we started out on this amazing journey that managed to transform astronomy. And the goal was to collect this unprecedented amount of data and make it immediately public. So I had the privilege to work with the legendary Jim Gray of Microsoft to build this database. And in the process, we opened up the system for astronomers to be able to execute SQL queries directly. Well, we didn't quite know what will happen. And an amazing magic happened. So in about 6 months, astronomers learned SQL and started to use it on a daily basis. And what we saw happening is that they started not just as a hammer that they are hitting on a nail, but they were using it as a violin. And they started to make exquisite music with it. And it led to unexpected things like a Dutch school teacher making major astronomical discoveries using the freely available data. So you can ask, you know, why SQL Server? What is special about SQL Server? And first of all, it is very, very fast. We learned over the years it's very extensible. it's easy to extend it. And we also learned that it's very scalable as we were collecting data for about 16 years. And the data grew from, you know, originally we thought our database would be half a terabyte in the early 90s, and that was a very large number. A terabyte filled the lab at Hopkins. And today the database is 35 terabytes. We have many copies running in parallel, so scalability is a big issue. So extensibility. With the introduction of CLR, the Common Language Runtime, we were able to add a lot of business intelligence to the database. We built over 200 user-defined functions, which is the primary access to incorporate the astronomy knowledge. And our business intelligence is special. It's general relativity and the expanding universe. And we were able to encapsulate all this. And it's not just real estate which is spatial. So they say in real estate, the three most important things are location, location, location. The same is true for astronomy. So we had to build a geospatial search engine because the standard GIS was just not accurate enough for astronomy. And we were able to do this with ease, and we were able to drop it into SQL Server and run at the speed of the kernel. And what we also see today emerging is that the astronomy community, after having mastered SQL, they want to have all the power of SQL at their fingertips, but they also want to do much more sophisticated analytics and machine learning on top. So, and this is what SQL Server 16 is offering.
Thank you, Alex. So what was the community's experience with other databases?
So astronomers tried anything and everything. So we tried a lot of open source things. And what we found that basically a simple select from where clause, a simple query can run fast on any system. But when it comes to multi-way joins, billions of objects and tens of terabytes, it really, there were very few systems which performed, and SQL was really at the top. And this is where it showed that 1,000 engineers worked 15 years on fine-tuning the system.
Thank you very much,
Alex.
Thank you. Please give me. So if you were to ask me, what is the one thing that differentiates SQL Server 2016? I would tell you this. It is mission-critical intelligence. Let me explain. In the past, databases were about recording transactions. They did so very reliably, very securely, and we could build mission-critical transactional applications with those databases. Now, but when you needed intelligence, well, then you needed to analyze all of that data. And analyzing all of that data in a transactional database often makes a transactional database slow down. And so you had to extract that data out into another database, a data warehouse or a data mart, where you cooked the data, extracted the intelligence from it, and then when you needed to use that intelligence, you had to actually put it back into the mission-critical database. In SQL Server 2016, we have brought the two worlds together. We have brought the ability to analyze data at incredible speed into the transactional database so that you can do not only mission-critical transactional processing, but mission-critical analytical processing as well. It is the database for building mission-critical intelligent applications without extracting and moving the data and all the slowness that comes with doing so. So you can now build real-time applications that have sophisticated analytics and intelligence behind them. That is the one thing that I would love all of you to take away from this presentation. Now, SQL Server 2016 is truly exceptional in many other ways. It is no longer just a database. It is a true data platform for the enterprise. It can power tomorrow's apps, both mission-critical and intelligent, with a variety of features. Now, it is a great mission-critical OLTP database, bar none, and I told you it's been 27 years in the making. It has great in-memory OLTP capabilities that make your transactions fly. But it also now supports hybrid transactional analytical processing. One single database where you can do both transaction and analytics. It is a high-performance data warehouse, and a scalable one at that, and I will show you some of it later. It is scalable. It's tens of terabytes can be hosted even in a single SMP server, And with the power of in-memory column stores, you can get amazing analytics performance. It has now end-to-end mobile BI. Business intelligence tools that work on iPhones and Android and can stay connected or even disconnected to the main database. And then to top it all, advanced analytics and advanced security. Advanced analytics that allows you to put predictive intelligence right there in the database next to where the data is. And then advanced security to ensure that all of that data and intelligence is properly secured and auditable. And you can have, again, mission-critical intelligence secure applications that are highly available, built, and deployed. So let me take an example. Let me take the example of a customer, SBI Liquidity from Japan. SBI Liquidity processes the Japanese currency trade. They deal with trading volumes greater than the GDP of Japan, 5.3 trillion currency exchanges per year. Remember, these currency exchanges, they have to be recorded extremely reliably. It is a mission-critical environment. So they use in-memory capabilities of SQL Server and aggregate the transactional currency data along with the historical data because they're doing trading. They have to be predictive, and they can do this combination 10 times faster than before, getting those small advantages in time that matter so much when you're doing trading in markets. They process over 200,000 transactions per second using their SQL Server system. So what empowers, what's behind all of this? So the real-time in-memory capabilities of SQL Server, SQL Server 2016, come from cutting-edge technology that we innovated at Microsoft Research. It is, in fact, published in a conference called the VLDB conference in 2015. That is a paper that all of you can read to understand how we are able to update in-memory column stores in databases at the same time as transactions are being entered into the database. So you have the power to integrate real-time transactional data into extremely fast analytics so that you can have intelligent applications get all of that power in real time. So its in-memory capabilities, OLTP capabilities itself within memory, are 30 times faster. But when you go do in-memory analytics, you have performance that is up to 100 times faster. And all of this, remember, is without ETL. Security features. In SQL Server 2016, for the first time, you will hear about a capability that we call always encrypted. This is about securing data all the way from the client into the database and keeping it secure even when query processing is being done. At the database side, the data is never decrypted even in memory, and you can still do queries over it. Where is that interesting? Imagine you're placing a credit card transaction on a website. What do you want a client to do? You want a client to encrypt it right at the website, have it all the way through into databases, and no one, even with access to the database, even a DBA, should never be able to get access to that credit card transaction data. That's what you want. Even if you had access to querying capabilities in the database, you shouldn't be able to access it. And that's a capability that Always Encrypted gives. The data stays completely encrypted all the way through, and you can never decrypt it, even at the database side. And SQL Server has that and many more secure features. It is the most secure database, according to the National Institute of Standards and Technology reports. There is a website that catalogs the vulnerabilities in databases and have listed them on a public database. And you will see that on an average, over the last few years, SQL Server has had 1/10 the vulnerabilities of Oracle. SQL Server is also perhaps the world's first cloud-bound database. Means we built the features of SQL Server in the cloud first, shipped it with Azure SQL DB, and customers have been experiencing it for over 6 to 9 months, and very large number of queries have been run against them. And there are features now we have shipped on-premises in SQL Server that allow you to have wonderful hybrid capabilities that allows your workload to span both on-premises and the cloud. So Stretch database is one of that. Data in a SQL Server, cold data, can be seamlessly migrated into databases in the cloud. So you have, in effect, a database of very large capacity, but it's always queryable. It's not just a backup. That data that's migrated off is living in a database in the cloud, and when you issue queries to the on-premises database, that query is just transported into the cloud and the data comes back, perhaps a little slower, but all your data is still queryable. Imagine being able to save all the customer transactions you've ever had for auditing purposes, for analysis of customer lifetime value, in one database without having to move it over, back it up, and have to restore it when you have to do an audit query. So a single database that spans both on-premises and the cloud securely. That's what Stretch Database is. The best way to show all of this to you, perhaps, is through a demo. And I'm going to show that demo to you with the data from the universe, the data from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. And to help me with that demo, let me invite Sean Bies, the general manager of the Database Systems Group. Sean? All right.
Hello. Thank you. All right. Nice jacket.
You too.
That was not planned. So what we're looking at here is the Worldwide Telescope. And this really puts the universe in front of anyone who wants to explore it. So astronomers and teachers can dive deeper. One of the best things, if you have kids, I've sat down with my children, that when they sit down and realize this is a real window into the universe, it's pretty amazing. Now, behind this is the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. It's about 150 terabytes of processed data and images all in one place. So let's say, for example, we wanted to explore the universe ourselves. One of the things that we've done is made a few small updates to this app just to show off some of the new capabilities of SQL 2016. Let's say we wanted to look for fast-moving objects in the sky, such as asteroids. And let me show you how this would work. So I'm going to Alt-Tab over. And what we're looking at here is a script that's going to run against a data set that's approximately 1.2 billion rows, 509 columns, and it's about 5 terabytes of data in a single table. So we're going to submit this query to that to see what we get back. Now, if I go back to the application, another thing I should point out is we know the universe is expanding and things are actually moving away. However, there's also a small set of neighboring galaxies that are actually moving closer to us. So let's run this query. I'm going to go ahead and search. And let's see what we get back. So there you have it. If you look across the top of that page, one of the asteroids that's in that query result is the gray asteroid. But here's something I really want to show you. If you think about it, that query just looked at a table that had 1.2 billion rows, 509 columns. That's actually processing 610 billion data points, just like that. Now, imagine asking a question of your supply chain about materials or failure points and getting responses back that fast. That's the power of in-memory columnar technology at your fingertips. So now let's take a look at something else. Let's look at M90 for a minute. So M90 is Messier 90. It's a spiral galaxy that's about 60 million light years away. And it has blue shifted, which indicates it is actually moving closer to us. Now, let's say I wanted to look at some more properties about this. What I'm going to do is right mouse click. And really what's happening right now is I'm just being presented some information. Now, one thing I want you to take a look at here is notice the location of data. Some of the data is actually stored locally, but there's other data that's actually stored in the cloud, as indicated with this cloud icon. So check this one out. So if I click on a row, notice on the right-hand side, the data is actually changing. So if I click on this next row, what's happening is the client is submitting a query simply to SQL Server, and SQL's returning the result. Now let me show you the real interesting thing. If I click on a row here, where the data is in the cloud, what's actually happening is the client is still submitting a query to SQL Server. But SQL Server's new query processor understands that that data has been stretched. It sends a remote operator to Azure. It pulls the data back down to SQL Server and presents it to the client. So with the built-in capability of Stretch database, you could think of scenarios like this. Imagine in retail, being able to keep your entire history of purchasing for any set of customers. No longer do you have to keep that on your most expensive SAN storage. An administrator can set a very simple policy, stretch that cold data into Azure, and here's the best part, it's completely transparent to the app. So let's look at one more thing. Let's take a look at this from a citizen scientist perspective. So a citizen scientist would use a telescope just like this, typically taking pictures of the sky, something that they think that they've discovered, and then they could submit it to the community to look at it. So what I'm going to do right now is upload a photo. And let me just key in here. I think this is the supernova. And can I get some help? Anyone confirm? Now, before I actually submit the photo, I want to make a $2 donation. So in making this $2 donation, let me go ahead and enter in my credit card number. Now I'm going to enter in the expiry date and the security code. So if I upload that, off it goes. Now, you all know where this is going. Let's stop and think about this for a moment. Think of all the back and forth activity that just happened there. I entered in a credit card. That credit card data went across the wire, eventually into a memory buffer pool, a SQL server. And then eventually it was written into a row and a table on a disk. And then if I came back with the client, let's say queried a purchase that I previously made, the same thing happens. That data comes off the disk, it moves up into the memory buffer pool and across the wire and eventually to a client. Now think of all of the breach opportunities there. And there's two fundamental ones. One is brute force. Joseph mentioned earlier, brute force is when a DBA or somebody gains access to the database and takes the whole database or your customer records table that has that information, off they go. Here's the next vulnerability. It's the person in the middle attack. These are the ones that are super hard because it's not brute force. You don't just see these things coming at you. This is somebody actually in the memory buffer pool of a database server just slowly siphoning off data. And this is why always encrypted is so important. So let me show you how it works. So if I Alt-Tab over, what I'm going to do is switch over and execute a query against the table. Credit card details. And you'll see here this transaction ID was Sean Bice. Use Astro data. Let me see here. Way over. There we go. And on this, you'll notice that the credit card information is right here. It's encrypted. Now, the way that worked is when I entered in, remember when I entered in that credit card information? What happened was is the client worked with an enhanced data driver as well as a key, and it actually encrypted the credit card value at the client. Then that data went across the wire into the memory buffer pool and was written into a table just like this. And then if a client comes back to query that data, the same process occurs where what SQL is actually querying for is this encrypted value. And it sends that data all the way up through the memory buffer pool across the wire, and it's actually decrypted at the client. So with Always Encrypted, you really have, if you think about how you're going to protect sensitive data in your environment, just know with Always Encrypted, you have protection of that data at rest, in motion, and one of the best things is it has almost no impact to database performance.
Great.
Thank you.
Amazing demo. Thanks. So that that is the platform for mission-critical intelligence, a secure platform. Now, SQL Server is also a great data warehouse. That box, I have a picture. That box is about 2 feet by 3 feet and holds 50 terabytes of flash memory. And it can run SQL at blazing speeds with the capabilities of in-memory analytics and in-memory column stores. That box has a price performance that is unbeatable by any data warehouse vendor at all. And we have demonstrated the scalability of single SMP nodes in data warehousing to 10 terabytes, and we have tests at 30 terabytes as well, performing at speeds never before possible for data warehousing queries. And there's more. We have integrated Microsoft R services into the database. Now, R has become very rapidly the lingua franca of advanced analytics in the world. Statisticians from universities learn R as the language in which to do analysis. Data scientists out of universities come with that background. And R has historically been limited by in-memory inside a single processor. What we have done is taken open source R, blended it with a collection of the most popular functions used by data scientists, implemented with great parallelism and great efficiency by Microsoft, integrated all of that into the database so that you can compute complex variables and joins of data with all the magic of in-memory column stores in the database, and then use the scalable machine learning and advanced analytics functions in R together for unbeatable speed, scale, and performance. And guess what? You can then build applications on top of this very easily. All of the predictive intelligence resides in the database. Applications don't have to worry about having R code in them and actually doing all of the variable computations and memory management for massive data in the application layer. They can host predictive intelligence in the database close to the data. And it can be updated faster, it can be maintained securely. It allows you to build predictive applications that are mission critical. The best way, perhaps, to illustrate this is through a customer story. At MasterCard, the Applied Technologies subsidiary has been building test and learn software for marketing with amazing advanced analytics based on R behind the scenes. And they are experiencing enormous performance boosts with a combination of SQL and R services. So to tell you that story, let me invite Jonathan White, the Senior Vice President of Applied Technologies Division of MasterCard. Jonathan.
Thank you, Joseph.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So Jonathan, could you tell us a little bit about the application that you built with SQL Server and R?
Absolutely. The application we deliver to our clients is designed to help them understand the real impact of the programs and initiatives on their key performance drivers. Using a rigorous test and learn methodology, they're able to fundamentally determine which programs and initiatives are really driving their growth on various metrics. Taken further, we can optimize how they select their test locations as well as the corresponding control locations, and then drill into the actual impacts that they're going to see once they roll out more broadly, allowing them to tailor and target the various initiatives.
That's great. Who are some of your customers?
A number of customers across many verticals, Walmart, Coca-Cola, Hilton Worldwide, just a broad number of customers across many, many verticals.
And what's the scale of your data?
The data we have in the SQL databases ranges from 1 to 100 terabytes, depending on the client need.
And so what advantages have you seen when we brought SQL and R together?
It's been phenomenal. We used to very much struggle with the things you mentioned about the memory scalability, about taking the data out of SQL Server and then bringing it in the application server environment. So we used to struggle with models of several million customers and dozens of attributes. And today, using what's available with SQL Server 2016 in the technology previews, we're able to kick off models of 100 million customers and dozens of attributes, which is well beyond anything we currently anticipate our clients demanding.
That's great. And so when you're deploying this in mission-critical environments, what are the advantages you see?
The great thing about deploying R as a part of SQL Server is it lets us leverage all the existing benefits and all the existing knowledge we have on things like resiliency, on things like security. So having the ability to do it in an environment that is always encrypted, both at rest now and in motion with this great new encryption technology, as well as the fine-grained auditing that allows us to sort of meet the expectations of our information security partners internally, as well as with our clients.
And so you can build mission-critical intelligent applications.
Absolutely. What we're fundamentally able to do with this new feature of SQL Server is to deliver these mission-critical and intelligent applications in a secure and auditable environment.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Good luck with this. So again, let me show this through a demo. We'll have the data from the universe again. And what we are going to do is run queries to analyze all of that data using the magic of SQL Server's analytical capabilities and R. Sean?
Thank you. OK, so if we pick up where we left off, you could imagine there's more and more images and data of galaxies that are being recorded into this system. And we would end up with a flat list that looks something like this. Now, what we see here is a bunch of galaxies, and underneath it, if you will, there's a lot of data points, but none of these galaxies have actually been classified yet. So a human could actually look at these images, they could look at different dimensions and values to classify these galaxies into something like a spiral galaxy, or we could actually use the built-in capability of R to actually predict these classifications for us. So I'm going to run this random forest algorithm. And this is really the machine learning model that's going to predict these classifications. And the one thing I'd like to point out is we don't have any attributes in the database like elliptical or spiral. What's going to happen is machine learning is going to run against that data and actually predict the classification of these galaxies. So I'll go ahead and pick this. And there you have it. That's how fast this intelligence can occur. What happened is if you look in the upper right, we literally just processed a little over 2,000 objects predicting these galaxies, looking at the software now is looking at the different weights and dimensions and score and predicting these classifications. So now we could look at it a different way. I could actually show these classes and cohorts. Now here's the interesting thing. Imagine classifying cohorts of your customers based on predictions from their transactional behavior. That's mission critical intelligence. That's incredible, right? That really changes the game for the new type of app that you're going to go build. This isn't about taking data out of your operational system and putting it into a different place to do statistical computation. All of that data remains in one spot. And when we say R is built in, we really truly mean built in. So let me show you. So what we have here is the script that we just ran behind the scenes. And what you see color-coded in red is R. And I'll just kind of pan down here. And what we're really looking at is the combination of T-SQL and R together in one place. Now, if you think about everything happening in one place, just imagine like customer churn prediction analysis being done against your operational database in real time. That's the power of R that's built into SQL Server 2016.
Thank you, Sean. And when you do that type of customer churn analysis in real time, you get the ability to respond in real time as well. When you see a customer ready to churn or a customer falling into a segment, as the transaction happens, you can surface remedial actions that may help retain that valuable customer. That's the power when you integrate all of these into one single database.
Hey, there's actually one more thing I want to show you. You see this. OK, so now let's, I'm just going to run this script. And it's just a simple script so you can see sort of what environment we're actually operating in. So let me go ahead and execute that script. And I'll stretch this up. And all they wanted you to notice was that.
Well, Sean, you just. That demo was running live on Linux. So, Sean, but what if I'm a Mac developer?
Yeah, if you're a Mac developer, as Scott mentioned earlier, you can sign up for the public preview. Mm-hmm. And then you can run SQL on Linux and a Docker container on a MacBook right away.
That's awesome. So that means we can actually develop on any platform and
absolutely
deploy it cross-platform.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank
Amazing.
You.
Amazing. Thanks. Now, today, with SQL 2016, you get the world's best price performance when you combine Windows Server 2016 with it. It has mission-critical high availability features using features of the operating system that are built into Windows Server 2016 itself. It can handle the largest mission-critical workloads, unprecedented ease of setup. For example, it supports scale up to 12 terabytes of main memory. Remember in-memory analytical processing? Blazing speeds with 12 terabytes of data? It can support 64 processors, up to 640 cores total in one single box. The tightness of integration you get there with the flash memories, with CPUs, with large memory, that leads to not only great price performance, but incredible ease of administration, management, and maintenance. And you can eliminate costly storage area networks with a new feature in Windows 2016, which you should all learn about, called Storage Spaces Direct. And that allows you to actually spread data across a bunch of disks, but it will be highly available, and it can be across multiple machines. It eliminates the need for having a completely separate storage system behind for scalable databases. So it means game-changing performance, and our customers have been experiencing it. I showed you the demo of R with SQL Server. PROS is a company that uses data science for revenue optimization. And they have experienced a 1,000% speed up in their deployment of Microsoft R together with SQL databases. A global ERP vendor's benchmark, some of the complex queries in that run 700% faster. KPMG, an existing auditing application, a 60% reduction in execution time of some of the complex queries in there, and they observed about a 10 times compression ratio of many of their tables. And even business intelligence vendors such as Tableau, and we have a competitive relationship with them perhaps, but we are a great platform vendor. And SQL Server as a platform behind Tableau, they observe about 190% faster queries on an average, and some of the most complex queries, which also take the time, most of the time, run 9 times as fast. And let's talk a little bit more about business intelligence. SQL Server comes with SQL Server reporting services, and a large number of our customers have used it for years. But customers have been asking for more. They want more interactive experiences. They want experiences on any device. They want it online and offline, even when that device is disconnected with cache reporting. Mobile BI, integrated into SQL Server 2016, provides all of those capabilities. And let me now tell you that through a story. Now, we talked about how SQL Server is the musical instrument of astronomers. So now, let me bring that back to Earth with a story that perhaps touches all of our hearts and gives meaning to some of the work that we do with inventing new data technology. And that's the story of the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation and their effort to combat childhood AIDS all over the world. They are the leader in the global fight against pediatric AIDS, with supporting over 6,000 health facilities in 14 countries. Their goal is to end pediatric AIDS through research, advocacy, and prevention and treatment programs. Now, in high-income countries, such as in the developed world, we see HIV and AIDS as preventable. But in the global fight, the numbers tell a very different story. Over 2.6 million children are living with HIV today. Every day, 600 children become infected from their mothers who have not received antiretroviral therapy. And because of Elizabeth Glaser, nearly 23 million pregnant women have received those services to prevent transmission to babies. More than 300,000 HIV infections averted, all with the power of data to understand how infections spread and how infections, how treatment is administered all across. So now let us get a glimpse into how Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric Foundation uses data to save lives through a demo. Sean?
Thank you. So the demo that I'm about to actually show you is real data that's been provided by the foundation. And I always pause here because speaking very personally right now, this is amazing when you can actually see the team's work helping a cause like this in a really meaningful way. So when you think about sort of worldwide, you know, you're talking about 2.6 million children are living with HIV. The foundation has roughly 6,000 sites in 14 countries. And the goal is to drive the number of pediatric HIV infections down to zero. So the numbers really do matter. So let me show you how this sort of works. If I were a director of the foundation, odds are I'd be working typically with the Ministry of Health in a country. So we would be meeting to talk about strategies and to see what is and isn't working so that we can get medication and treatment to patients. So we might look at a report that looks something like this. So in this context, having this information at your fingertips is incredibly important, and here's why. So if you think about a director meeting with the Ministry of Health, it could be done like this. So I'm going to go ahead and eject this into tablet mode. And when I eject this into tablet mode, what happens is I would be sitting down to meet with the Ministry of Health, and we might look at data like this. One of the things that we could be talking about, you could imagine sitting in this conference room in a country, you could be disconnected, not even have access to the internet. So just think of this in a disconnected mode. We might want to look at the percent of infants tested for HIV within 4 to 8 weeks. The sooner you can get treatment to a baby, the better. Now, when looking at this data, if I were talking with the Ministry of Health, we could see here that in the quarter one, the percent of babies tested is actually low. And then if I go over to this other quarter one, it's also low. So that data could suggest that maybe there's seasonality. Maybe this is related to the rainy season. And in Africa, when the rainy season happens, roads are closed. There isn't bus transportation. You'll hear stories of women having to walk like 15 miles with a newborn baby. And, you know, without treatment, about one-third of babies actually won't see their first birthday. So the solution here could be, hey, putting mobile clinics in these locations could help save a lot of lives. You can imagine just having this information at your fingertips is really that important. So let me show you one more thing. This guy back. Now, let's say I'm a doctor, and the only thing I have is my phone. And this is all I have. So I'm a doctor, and I now I'm working in a clinic. It's my clinic, and I want to track the performance of my clinic. So I might open my mobile app, and I'd have a set of KPIs available to me. But the thing that I really want to check out here is if I go to my mobile reports, one indicator that's really important is retention, patient retention on adults. So when an adult is being treated, it's really important that they come back over the course of the year. It's usually once every 3 months. Now, the way I could see how my facility is doing, I'm just going to go ahead and pick retention on ART, 12-month adult. And then if you look under facility, that health center Chisano, I could see as the doctor of this facility that our trend is actually steady over time. Here's the really cool thing. All I have to do is just rotate the phone, and I can see a bunch of other information. So as a doctor, I could be looking at this wealth of information to see if other facilities have better retention rates. That data might suggest me to reach out to a colleague and start collaborating on what they're doing to improve health. So that's really the power of mobile BI. helping organization, this organization, with its mission of driving pediatric HIV to zero. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Data, it has the power to change people's lives. It has the power to change the world and the power to change your business. SQL Server 2016, it is the database for mission critical intelligence. Imagine what it could do for your business. Thank you.
The power of data is transforming the world. When used to its potential, it holds the promise to solve our toughest problems, to disrupt the competitive landscape, and create new business opportunities. But those responsible for harnessing the opportunities created by data have seen the landscape change beneath them. They're being asked to do more with less, and to drive business results with new technologies. Amidst constant change, they look for certainty. Microsoft SQL Server 2016 is a mission-critical business analytics and data management platform that enables organizations to benefit from certainty while creating new opportunities from their data. To make enterprise data work for your business, it must be secured and easy to manage. With data that's always encrypted, you can have greater peace of mind and confidence in the security of your data. To meet the growing and evolving demands of your business, you need scalability and industry-leading performance with an end-to-end business intelligence and analytics solution built in. Bring your data to life with engaging mobile reports and stunning data visualizations. Put the right data and insights in the hands of those who need it, from wherever they are, with powerful business intelligence tools. With advanced analytics, you can benefit from the latest advances to move from just understanding what happened in the past to predicting what may happen in the future. Using predictive models created from your data, you can improve how you stock your products, forecast sales, and even predict customer behavior. With a flexible data platform, you decide where your data lives and how you want to deploy. On premises, stretching to the cloud, or both with a hybrid solution. When you can create this kind of certainty about your data and what it means, it becomes a kind of blueprint to the future you want to build for your company. Because when you're certain, the possibilities are powerful.